Hello everyone. So if you know me, if you have been following my videos or if you follow my content, I'm sure you know that I always try to give honest, unbiased, transparent advice. Now, I am an Atlassian consultant. I provide consultation around Atlassian tools, and people ask me a lot about migrations. Now, I quite like Jira, and I think Jira is one such tool that actually solves a lot of problems. And I have been able to, of course, build my career around Atlassian tools, especially Jira, because I have not only used it for the companies where I worked, but I also used Jira, helping others solving different types of problems, and I have been doing it for many years, so I know quite a lot about how Jira can be used, how companies, organizations have been using Jira all these years. Now, when it comes to migration, I have done plenty of migrations. In fact, to be honest, if I look at my experience with Atlassian tools, especially Jira, and if I talk about different things, because I do different things when it comes to Jira, but migration is one such thing that I have done the most. In the beginning, when I started my Atlassian consultancy, the only thing that I was doing was migrations. I was basically migrating organizations from their old legacy tools to Jira, because Jira was lightweight, it was customizable, and it was web-based. Because, I mean, you might not know this, but earlier, like in early 2000s or maybe till late 2010s, there were softwares that were like client server based. So basically you would install something on your computer, and let us say you want to do some issue tracking. So you would install something on your computer, and then you will connect. Whenever you connect to your network, you will then connect to your network or server, and then you will download stuff. And it was, of course, it worked, it was great, but it was of course very heavy, and there were plenty of softwares, and that is how things were for a long time. Of course, I'm talking about tools that are, you know, something similar to Rational or ClearQuest, or if I have to give some examples, you know, there used to be tools for requirement management, and also the clients. To be honest, even these days we have different clients, like Git clients or Mercurial clients, a lot of those version control repository management tools. So for a long time it was the case, and when Jira came, Jira was of course web based primarily. I mean, most of you would access Jira from your browser, and that was of course a change in approach. And I did a lot of migrations because that was something that I realized early on, that Jira is getting popular. Organizations are adopting it. After doing a lot of migrations, I mean, I've done migrations from any tool to Jira, from Jira to Jira. I have done a lot of consolidations. I've done splits. So I have a lot of experience moving things from and to Jira, and also helping my clients use it. Now, when it comes to server and data center, so we all know that, you know, server is no longer there. So if you are an organization who is using server, either you have already moved to cloud, or you are probably frustrated about what to do next. So in this video, I actually want to talk about the options. And if you are on Jira server and you can't really afford Jira data center, unfortunately, which is, you know, it's a shame, because I mean, to be honest, it's not really about whether you can afford it or not. It's more about whether it makes sense to pay a lot of money for something which is not really giving you back the same value or similar value. So you have a lot of options. That is what I want to say in this video. And I have used plenty of, I mean, because I do consultation around Jira, Jira is not the only tool that I mean, if I look at my past 16, 17 years, I think it has been 16 years, 17 years, but I've used, even before that, I've used in the last 20 years, I've used other tools, open source based tools. And there are some tools that are really simple, like Bugzilla, Redmine, Crack. They are, of course, not really like Jira. You can't really customize each and every aspect. But if you're trying to do something very simple or something, you know, very straightforward for your organization, you do have other options. And in 2023, the problem is that we have too many options and it can be a bit confusing. So in this video, I thought I'll probably, you know, share a couple of use cases. For example, if you're doing, let us say, software development. And if you are doing software development, then I'm sure you're dealing with code. And if you're dealing with code, most likely you're either using GitHub or GitLab or something similar. In case you're using GitHub or GitLab, you can actually consider moving to GitHub issues and also to GitLab issues. So they both, I mean, it is called as issues. Of course, it is not at all like Jira. So if you're coming from Jira background, you will, of course, face problems. I mean, not really problems, but you will probably miss those wonderful features. But that is how it is. I mean, you will, of course, save cost. And I can tell you from my experience, without sharing names, that there are big organizations that have moved from Jira to GitHub or GitLab. And money was not really a problem for them. They still move to GitHub or GitLab, but you can also consider. So do look at either GitHub or GitLab issues. It might work. And to be honest, if your Jira instance is already a mess, then it can be a good opportunity to, you know, clean it up. And there are some other alternatives. And I can't really talk about those other alternatives because I never really used those other alternatives. I mean, I know monday.com and there are a lot of other open source alternatives, but I never really used any of those. Maybe I should, but I don't really have time because I am too involved with Jira for me. And also, it's a good thing for you that I'm not really working for Atlassian, number one. I don't even work for any Atlassian partner. If you are online, you will find Atlassian partners or people who are into this ecosystem and they are involved with Atlassian. They will always talk about, shout about moving to cloud. I don't have any problems with cloud. I have been very open about it. I don't like it. But at the same time, it is not bad. It is not bad because it will do the job. And I don't like it because my experience has always been on data center. So I miss that. That is my perspective. The level of customizations that I can do on data center or I was able to do on server, I can't do it on cloud, which is fine. But fortunately for me, I have spent time in the last 5-6 years, or in fact, if I look at my past, especially 4 years, I have spent consistent time building my competency around Jira cloud. So I'm fine. But if you are using Jira server on data center on server, and you are not really thinking of going to cloud, maybe you can't go to cloud, or maybe for some reason that is not really an option for you, then you do have other options. Companies have done it. GitHub and GitLab, they are not really like Jira, but if majority of the work that you're doing is writing code, then it is actually it can be a good option because both GitHub and GitLab, they are, of course, whatever you will do with your CI/CD pipelines, you will be tightly integrated with everything. So do consider it and let me know if you have any questions. I can definitely help you. Reach out to me. I would say that it is, of course, a bit unfortunate because I know companies. I personally know companies and I have been in touch with people who have absolutely no other option. I mean, they are on server and they had to purchase Jira data center, or they are now thinking to choose maybe GitHub or GitLab. So you can also do the same thing. Don't hesitate and do it right now, because if your Jira instance is a bit complex, then it can take a while. And good thing about these things is that you can actually do a quick POC. You know, migration can be done very easily. you don't have to migrate each and everything. And like whenever you do migration from any tool to any tool, you will always lose something. It could be a loss of functionality or it could be some data, but that is fine. You can always take backups and you can then make sure that for your compliance audit, you have some backup somewhere. But doing a quick migration, a test for a sample project or a sample data set should not be too complicated. All right, that is all. That is all I wanted to talk about in this video. I hope you enjoyed watching this video and you learned something new. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.